Si manga con Naya manga con Titi manga con Naya manga con Naya manga con Titi manga con Titi manga con Naya manga con Naya manga con Titi manga con Titi manga con Naya manga con Naya manga con
Benvenuti reggae fans, questo è Bongman Reggae Radio Show. Ienai Jack al controllo per voi, a tenervi compagnia qua in una puntata davvero speciale questa sera, dedicata al grande leggendario Bonnie Wailer. Il tempo che passeremo insieme lo dedicheremo interamente a questa figura storica, leggendaria della musica reggae. Con Bonnie Wailer va via il terzo elemento della Sacra Trinità, che erano i Wailers, composto da Bob Marley, Peter Tosh e lo stesso Neville O'Reilly Livingston, a.k.a. Bonnie Wailer. Restate sintonizzati con noi sui 936-98.9 di Controradio. Big up a tutti quelli che ci ascoltano in streaming su controradio.it, perché percorreremo questa storia un po' così in senso cronologico anche, almeno sicuramente nella prima parte di questo programma, iniziando proprio dalle prime registrazioni di Bonnie Wailer e vedendo lo sviluppo della sua arte e delle sue prestazioni artistiche, umane, culturali e spirituali, il suo enorme contributo alla diffusione del messaggio di Rastafari a canzoni che avessero un sense of message, come diceva lui, quindi anche che ispirassero. I suoi più che pezzi erano veri e propri insegnamenti. Come vi dicevo, Neville O'Reilly Livingston, questo è il suo vero nome di battesimo, nacque il 10 aprile del 1947 in quel di Kingston, Jamaica, e la sua relazione con Bob Marley e Peter Tosh inizia praticamente fin dalla sua primissima giovinezza. Tra l'altro Bob e Bonnie erano anche imparentati, perché per un periodo praticamente il papà di Bonnie fu l'uomo della mamma di Bob, di Sedella Marley. Stiamo parlando degli inizi degli anni 60, quando praticamente Bob si trasferì in città insieme alla madre nel quartiere di Trenchstown, in quel di Kingston. E lì, sotto la tutela di Joe Higgs, i nostri tre eroi, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh e Bonnie Wailer, iniziarono a praticare la raffinatissima arte delle armonie vocali. Come lo stesso Bonnie Wailer ci ha raccontato più volte, ascoltavano gruppi come i Drifters e a loro si ispiravano. All'inizio i Wailers, con loro c'erano Junior Braithwaite, c'era Beverly Kelso, Cherry Smith, Ma presto ovviamente il trio vocale, il nucleo che avrebbe dato vita alla Holy Trinity si formò e consolidò. Delle prime registrazioni che i Wailers tennero allo Studio One Records di Sir Coxon Dodd, io voglio farvi ascoltare quelle ovviamente in cui cantava Bonnie Wailer. Voi tutti sapete che Bob Marley mosse lì i suoi primi passi nei primi anni 60, pubblicando tracce come One Cup of Coffee, Judge Not e via così. Ma ci furono brani che i Wailers registrarono con la voce di Bonnie Wailer come solista, che poi solitamente in realtà nei Wailers provvedeva soprattutto alle armonie vocali. E questi tre brani, Sunday Morning, Who Feels It Knows It, e Dancing, e la straordinaria Dancing Shoes, anzi in realtà sono tutti e tre straordinari, voglio farveli ascoltare in questo inizio di programma registrato allo studio di Sir Coxon Dodd. Questi sono gli inizi della carriera del grande Bonnie Wailer.
I'm living in shame. Here comes Friday, fighting all my heartache. Correcting my mistakes.
Just because I fell in love once.
Just because I fell in love.
Just because I fell in love once.
Questa è la bellissima e dolcissima Sunday Morning con alla voce Bonnie Wailer, così come la prossima traccia che si chiama Who Feels It Knows It. Qui siamo sempre a Studio One Records alla corte di Sir Coxon Dodd.
Sisters, just get up and Who feels it, knows it, Lord? Who feels it, knows it, Lord? Who feels it, knows it, Lord? I said I feel it, and I know it. I said I feel it.
Who feels it knows, chi lo sente, chi lo sente lo sa, who feels it knows it, grandissimo Pony Wheeler. E questa è la sua Dancing Shoes. Dancing Shoes, la grande voce di Bonnie Wheeler. La leggenda vuole, ma non la leggenda, è una storia che per lo stesso Bonnie ha raccontato, che lui avesse un'audizione nel 1962 per Leslie Conga alla Beverly's Records e doveva registrare Pass It On, uno dei suoi brani storici, ma praticamente lui arrivò in ritardo. E questo, diciamo, prima che un po' di tempo, poco tempo prima che poi formassero proprio insieme a Marley e all'amico Peter Tosh i Wailing Wailers, così come i Wailers si chiamavano all'inizio, perché non bastava Wailers, no, i Wailing Wailers. Bob era un amico praticamente di Bonnie sin dalla primissima infanzia e stavano insieme a giocare in quel di Nine Mile, erano tutti e due uomini della campagna in realtà. Successivamente si erano trasferiti in quel di Kingston, in quella giungla di cemento che debbe il titolo a Concrete Jungle, il brano che poi successivamente aprì Catch a Fire, l'album che vide firmare i Wailers per la Island. Ma ci arriviamo piano piano. Prima di arrivare a Catch Fire, i nostri vanno ancora avanti con le loro produzioni. Tra l'altro, in questo periodo Bob Marley nel 1966 parte per il Delaware negli Stati Uniti, dove va a lavorare in un'officina meccanica, quindi parte per l'America in cerca di fortuna, diciamo così, e Bunny si occupa soprattutto di cantare la maggior parte dei pezzi dei Wailers, come Who Feels It Knows It, che abbiamo sentito, e questa Sunday Morning. Ma nel 1967 registra per Studio One questa splendida This Train.
Just a kid, children, my mommy used to sing the song. Now I've grown to be a man. Well, it still lingers deep within my soul. Lingers deep within my soul. She said, this train, it is bound to glory.
Versione originale da brivido che Bonnie Wheeler registrò per Studio One Records. Successivamente pubblicò poi questo brano anche nel suo fortunato album Black Heart Man per la Highland. Ma questa è la versione originale. Sono brividi e questo treno ci sta portando lontano stanotte in questo viaggio per rendere omaggio al grande Bonnie Wheeler, che ci ha lasciato proprio qualche giorno fa. Ma questo treno è destinato alla gloria, non c'erano dubbi, non ci sono dubbi che questo treno lo avrebbe portato lontano. E quello è il periodo in cui i nostri tre eroi cambiano un sacco di produttori, fin quando non arrivano a lavorare con quello che è uno dei più grandi geni della musica della nostra epoca, e non solo del reggae. Sto parlando di Lee Scratch Perry, con la quale i Wailers strinsero un'alleanza solidale che portò probabilmente a registrare alcune tra le cose più belle veramente della storia della musica reggae di tutti i tempi. Un brano prodotto da Lee Perry, scritto e cantato dallo stesso Bonnie Wheeler, e questa splendida Dreamland.
There's a land that so far across the sea.
night.
There's a land.
Questa è un'altra grande traccia cantata da Bonnie Wheeler e prodotta da Lee Scratch Perry, si chiama Brainwashing, mentre prima abbiamo ascoltato la prima versione originale di Dreamland. Voglio farvi ascoltare adesso un'altra cosa. Qui la voce solista è Bob Marley, anche se a un certo punto interviene Bonnie Wheeler, e Keep On Moving, e qui si sente anche il grande lavoro alle armonie vocali di Bonnie. Da questa registrazione di questo album straordinario, in cui Lee Perry praticamente aveva la tendenza in questo periodo a buttare soprattutto, diciamo, la maggior parte delle voci tutte su un canale usando la stereofonia, e la maggior parte della musica tutta sull'altro. Questo cosa praticamente mi ha dato lo spunto a volte per ascoltarmi questi dischi soltanto su un canale, cioè in maniera da ascoltare ad esempio in primo piano solo ed esclusivamente le voci. E io vorrei fare la stessa cosa con voi, per vedere se dal mio mixer riesco a selezionare un canale e basta, e farvi ascoltare soprattutto la parte in cui ci sono le voci di questa Keep On Moving, così per darvi un piccolo assaggio del grande feeling che vi fosse tra i nostri tre eroi, che non erano solo parenti, ma anche grandissimi amici e fratelli spirituali, e non solo musicali. Questa è Keep On Moving, Yes I.
Lord, I gotta keep on moving. Lord, I gotta get on down. Lord, I gotta keep on. I didn't do for hanging me there. I'm willing, yeah, yeah, and that's why I gotta get on through. Lord, they're coming after me.
One more time.
Lord, I gotta keep on moving. Lord, I gotta get on.
Just gonna suffer now.
Dip, dip, dip.
Lord, forgive me for not going back, but
I'll be there anyhow. I'll be there anyhow.
One more time,
so Lord, I gotta keep on moving. Lord, I gotta get on.
Someday I'll find a piece of land somewhere not by near anyone. Then I'll send for my love, 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 sweet woman, and my two
grown up sons.
My two
grown up sons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lord, I gotta keep on. Moving. Lord,
sentito che roba incredibile, davvero. Non so, siete riusciti sicuramente a ascoltare soprattutto la parte vocale. Non è che i Wailers, attenzione, registrano questo brano così, sono io che ve l'ho fatto ascoltare così, diciamo tutto su un canale, per ascoltare le voci in primo piano. Che band straordinaria, strepitosi. Eddie Murphy li ha definiti i Beatles giamaicani, ma direi che i Wailers sono molto di più che i Beatles giamaicani. Yes, I. Allora, arriviamo al loro contratto con la Island Records. Chris Blackwell produce il primo album e lo produce come Bob Marley and the Wailers. E il brano che apre quel disco, che è Catch a Fire, che quindi spinge e inizia a promuovere i Wailers fuori dalla Giamaica, dove comunque già erano un gruppo affermato, è proprio questo disco che si chiama Catch a Fire. Il disco è aperto da un brano che si chiama Concrete Jungle ed è veramente un colpo nello stomaco, un tuono come se un terremoto, e ve lo voglio far ascoltare perché anche se Bonnie Wailer qui non è la voce solista e il brano è di Bob, ma si sente molto bene il grande feeling del lavoro di studio e soprattutto le grandi armonie vocali che dei Wailers, che rendevano questo gruppo davvero unico e straordinario. Bless and love.
Thank you.
Concrete Jungle, beh, un brano che cambierà la storia della musica e un album che cambierà la storia della musica, Catch a Fire. Il primo album fu Catch a Fire, il secondo The Wailers fu Burning. In Burning Bonnie Wailer canta ben canta e firma ben due brani. Scusate, ma anch'io sono molto emozionato. Io ero molto legato personalmente a Bonnie Wailer, ho avuto tra l'altro l'occasione di conoscerlo personalmente, di parlarci, di avere una lunga intervista con lui, e insieme a me tra l'altro in quell'occasione c'era il caro amico, fratello e collega Andrea Mi. E voglio farvi una sorpresa all'interno di questo programma, perché stasera sono riuscito a recuperare, grazie anche a Andrea, il grande Andrea Gusmatti, che saluto e ringrazio, l'intervista che proprio avemmo con Bonnie Wailer in occasione del suo primo live al Rototom Reggae Sunsplash, la prima volta che Bonnie veniva in Italia, che fu autore di un concerto memorabile, leggendario. Ma quale suo live non lo era? Vi consiglio ad esempio di andarvi a vedere su YouTube un live al Madison Square Garden di New York, credo fosse il 1986, con un Bonnie Wailer in forma strepitosa e una super band al suo seguito, ballerini, fiatisti, coristi, una band straordinaria, veramente una vera e propria orchestra, e un Bonnie strepitoso. Anyway, dicevo, questa intervista appunto realizzata insieme a Andrea Mi, che poi Andrea pazientemente tradusse, editò insieme a Andrea Gusmatti, la voglio mandare in onda, voglio mandarne in onda stasera, quindi è un documento veramente, veramente prezioso e straordinario. Torniamo a... ho talmente tante cose da dire, da raccontarvi stasera, che a volte le cose un po' si mischiano. Comunque, dopo che c'è Fire uscì Burning, c'erano, ripeto, due brani cantati dal grande Bonnie Wailer, due brani bellissimi, ve li voglio far ascoltare. Il primo è Hallelujah Time.
Now the times are changing. what your hands do. It's your own eyes that have seen. So won't you judge your actions to make sure the results are clean? It's your own conscience that is gonna remind you that it's your heart and nobody else's that is gonna judge.
Be not selfish in your doings. Pass it on. Brothers in their knees, pass it on. Live for yourself. If you will live in vain, live for others, you will live again. In the kingdom of Jah, man shall reign. Pass it on. Pass it on. Pass it on. Pass it on.
What's in the darkness must be revealed to light. We're not here to judge what's good from bad, but to do the things that are right. On a hot sunny day, under the shadows for rescue. But as the day grows old, I know who the sun is gonna find you.
So not selfish in your doings. Pass it on.
Don, il brano che insieme a Alleluia Time Bonnie Wailer cantò in Burning dei Wailers. Sarebbe stata l'ultima volta che Bonnie comparì su un album ufficiale dei Wailers, perché è poco prima del 1974, poi poco prima, diciamo, della pubblicazione di Natty Dread, sia Peter che Bonnie lasciarono il gruppo per concentrarsi sulle loro carriere soliste. Ovviamente i nostri tre eroi, ognuno dei tre aveva fondato anche la sua etichetta discografica personale, ma già da tempo questo, la Him Diplo Peter Tosh, la Tough Gong Bob Marley e la Solomonic Label Bonnie Wailer. Per la Solomonic Records Bonnie Wailer iniziò a pubblicare il primo disco che pubblicò è questa splendida Search for Love.
But that love is in the breeze. Morning.
Beatles, Rise and Shine, original Bonnie Wheeler. Questo è Bongo Man Reggae Radio Show. INI Jack al controllo per voi, a rendere omaggio a questo grande re del reggae. Rise and shine. Perché i re del reggae si dividono in tre, sono come uno e trino, the Holy Trinity, la Sacra Trinità. Bob Marley, Peter Tosh e Bonnie Wheeler, un unico spirito in tre forme diverse. Adesso anche Bonnie Wheeler ha lasciato questa dimensione, ci ha lasciato qualche giorno fa, e dedicargli l'intero programma mi sembra davvero il minimo per ringraziarlo per tutto quello che ha fatto per noi, per tutta la gioia che ci ha regalato, per tutti gli insegnamenti che ci ha prodigato attraverso i suoi brani. E in omaggio a Bonnie Wheeler voglio farvi ascoltare una cosa davvero straordinaria. Ringrazio Andrea DJ Gusmatti, che quel giorno era lì a realizzare l'intervista insieme a me e ad Andrea Mi. A Bonnie Wheeler, quando al Rototom Sun Splash, in occasione del suo primo live italiano, appunto, passammo questa... questo incontro insieme, nella quale Bonnie ci raccontò davvero delle cose straordinarie. Quindi è un'intervista che voglio proporvi, davvero un documento eccezionale, e ringrazio ancora il caro amico e fratello Andrea Mi per averla come al solito editata con la sua consueta dedizione.
Neville O'Reilly Livingston aka Bonnie Livingston aka Bonnie Wheeler, is an honor for us to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Prima con i Wailers insieme a Peter Tosh e Bob Marley, poi con una lunghissima carriera solista ancora splendidamente in corso. Qual è la tua principale ispirazione per avere voglia ancora oggi di diffondere la tua musica in lungo e in largo per il mondo?
Well, the language has been, as it has always been, one love, and the world in general at this point in time needs one love. And as Ziggy Marley also said, that love being the religion would say that the people of the world would be religiously in love. So I continue to spread that message and pray and hope for the people of the world that they do get the message, because all I am is the messenger.
Hai vinto 3 Grammy Awards, sei stato nominato da Newsweek come una delle 3 persone più importanti tra quelle ancora viventi per la storia della musica. Dove trovi il segreto per questa tua energia, quella che ti serve a continuare a esibirti live sui palchi di mezzo mondo?
Our beings are made up based on unity, because all our bones are connected, and by our bones being connected, it makes us able to think and walk and talk and dance and sing. That unity is what we should be practicing as a people, as the human race, to see how good it is to be having all so many similarities, that we should understand that that's the reason why we should be united, having so many similarities as human beings and being members of the human family. With unity comes respect, love, peace, and harmony. And the Wailers have been responsible for sending this message to the people of the world and the great human family, for us to be living in one love, as that would make everything all right.
Quando Bob Marley lasciò la Giamaica, era il 1966, per essere sostituito nel vostro gruppo da Vision Walker, tu hai iniziato a registrare e a cantare le tue proprie composizioni. Sto pensando a Who Feel It, Know It, I Stand Predominant, Sunday Morning. È vero che a quei tempi la tua musica era ispirata principalmente da Curtis Mayfield?
Well, the thing about it is that we used to listen to the Impressions a lot, you know, because they really impressed us in their kind of vocal rendition of having falsetto harmonies blended in that kind of a way that really sounded great and sounded different, sounded new. And Curtis Mayfield, as a writer that we admired, and we, the Wailers, believed in writing our own songs, it also brought to us the closeness of the Impressions. Even our vocal harmonies were kind of transformed in a manner where we adjusted our voices to sing falsettos in accordance with bringing out that beautiful wailer harmony with myself and Peter. The impressions had a lot to do with that kind of a expression of the wailers. I know that Curtis Mayfield, you know, is a legend in his own right, and he has done so many great songs that the wailers have also contributed to making those songs even more acquainted with their populace, like Keep On Moving, you know, one of those songs that Curtis Mayfield wrote that the wailers brought to the world. And when that happens, you find that the wailers has been somewhat in link with the impressions in the way how we did all our harmonies from the time of having been acquainted with the impressions. And I think it was a good thing, you know, because it was a lot of hard work be transforming our voices to be singing falsetto when we actually started singing natural, but we did it, and the records are there to show that it was done properly.
E qual è invece l'influenza della musica gospel nel primo modo in cui avete deciso di arrangiare le vostre voci e registrarle?
Well, gospel is the first music that I was really introduced to, church. You know, my dad, he ran a church. In those days, it was mainly the Pocominia church, the revival church. The church with the tambourines and the drums, stamping of feet and shouting, hallelujah. So I was brought up in that kind of an environment. It has been something that has never left me. Even my whole life existence has never strayed far from church, in the sense of always trying to do things that are appropriately right in the eyes of the Most High as best we can, and also to pass on to people those things that I think would be just as good for them. The church being my first affiliated and musical connection comes out in my spirituality in the music that Bonnie Wailer sings. It is good to know that this generation are singing these songs. While I am on stage, I could look on the 15-year-olds, 14-year-olds singing these songs that has been so way before their time. It says to me that the spirituality in the songs is endless. It's eternal. The generations to come will always accept the wailers for that spirituality that is in the music.
Black heart man, y'all. Black heart man. Even in the lonely parts of the country, you find the black heart man, y'all. The black heart man. He ain't got no friend, no home, no family. He's the black heart man, y'all. That's the black heart man. He's the black heart man, yeah. Growing and learning and gathering for myself a little more experience, jumping over the fence. Curiosity has brought me, yes, it brought me a little common sense. Trotting the road of life, I've come to this one conclusion, that everything is equal under the sun, all that is created by the mighty hand. Yeah. And he said, knock, and it shall be open. Seek and ye shall find. Wisdom is found in the simplest place, in the nick of time. Knock and it shall be open. Seek and ye shall find. Wisdom is found in the simplest of places, in the nick of time. Now I trod the same road of affliction, just like the black heart man,
like the black heart man. Getting my share of humiliation, just like the black heart man, y'all. The black heart man. You find me in the prisons or the dungeons, just like the black heart man, yeah. The black heart man. I even get played without a reason, just like the black heart man. Just like the black heart man, y'all.
In quest'epoca di confusione tra le religioni, qual è il sentimento di un vero rasta come te?
Well, I think it's not religion that is the confusion. I think the people in themselves are confused in a sense that they are not trying to understand the teachers that have taught them about religion. If we were to look at the Christian, Christ taught us to love and respect each other. If we look at the Chinese, the Japanese, Buddha, he taught us also to love. If we were to look at Allah or any of these other religious leaders, all they teach us to do is to love. So it is strange to see that the teachers are teaching us to love and we are so focused on fighting and warring with each other. So I think the confusion lies within the people, that they must understand that whether it be Buddha, Haile Selassie, Christ, or Allah, all these people speak of one thing, love. And if we all agree that there is but one creator, it doesn't matter what name he has. The message that he brings to us is the same.
True words, yeah, man. You have a dream and you want to come through. You have a dream that you want to make it happen. A dream...
Well, dreams are those things that are gone and past. Visions are the things that are to come.
Yeah, man.
I vision that there will be a time and a place where we all should live in love and unity, respect.
Yeah, man.
Let's talk about some of your historical records. Your first recording with Circo Sondod, if I remember well, it was in 1977.
64. Yes, Simmer Down.
Maybe it was this train?
No, Simmer Down.
Simmer Down was Simmer Down. What can you remember of your relation or your collaboration with Sir Coxsondod?
Well, Coxsondod was that kind of a individual in our early music that really made a difference. He had a good ear for music, although he was not a musician and he was not technically an engineer in that kind of a manner, he worked with whatever tools he had and with knowing what he believes in hearing that has been recorded, that Coxsondod has done some great recordings with a one track system that can never be bettered. Even now we got 24 tracks. So Coxon was a genius for the ears. And the Wailers, you know, being brought up in and around the communities that Coxon sound system played, and he was playing the better music of that time, I would say, we decided that we would venture our career in Coxon Studio One. And
conviction, yeah. Battering down sentence, fighting against conviction. I find myself growing in an environment
where finding food is just as hard as paying the rent. In trodding these roads of trial and tribulation, I've seen where some have died in desperation to keep battering down Satan, fighting against conviction, battering down Satan, fighting against conviction. In a family of 10 and raised in the ghetto, hustling's the only education I know. Can't grow no crops in this concrete jungle. A situation like this is getting too tough to handle, to keep battering down Satan, fighting against conviction, battering down sentence all day long, fighting against conviction. With a pregnant woman, yes, and 5 kids to care for, can't cool my heels, I've got to do the town. Skillful as I am, the jailer man is bound to find me. I pray the day will come when I shall be free from battering down sentence, fighting against conviction, battering down sentence, all live long day fighting against conviction. To be trapped and caught and taken before judge and angry jury, pleading before men who seem to have no mercy, can't afford to find myself down in the dungeon. I've got to stay free so that my kids won't be battering down sentence, fighting against conviction, battering down sentence, all live long day now fighting against conviction. Now a fugitive at large, could this be my destiny? With no one to care for the welfare of my family, in solitude I found new faith and hope, in this I'll be secure, for mind and soul would soon be weary, just couldn't take no more battering down sentence. All live long day fighting against conviction. Children, hear me when I say battering down sentence, all day long fighting against conviction. Hear me when...
E questo dallo storico album Black Heart Man, uno dei capolavori di Bunny Wailer. Abbiamo ascoltato prima la title track che apriva l'album Black Heart Man, e poi questa splendida Fighting Against Conviction. Stiamo anche ascoltando l'intervista esclusiva che realizzammo con Andrea Mi, Andrea Gusmatti e Giaca al Rototom Reggae Sunsplash qualche anno fa, in occasione, non mi ricordo l'anno esatto, credo fosse il 2009. eravamo insieme e l'intervista mi è appena arrivata, quindi scusate, proprio abbiamo fatto proprio in tempo all'ultimo momento a inserirla all'interno del programma, ma ve la voglio far ascoltare tutta, perché quello che veramente Bunny Wailer ci sta raccontando e ci ha raccontato in questa intervista è qualcosa di straordinario. Ci stava ancora raccontando di
and
Studio
the other brothers
One.
Who were already affiliated like Francisco Pep, who played percussion in the Wailers band, in the Bob Marley Wailers band. He was a friend of Coxon, and he brought us to Coxon for us to be, you know, reviewed as far as if we were capable. And we sang so many songs that Coxon was really thrilled, but he showed more a response when we did Simmer Down, which we didn't think was one of our better songs, because Simmer Down is like it's an old nursery rhyme type thing, and we had songs that we were actually writing, so we believed in bringing over those songs that were original more than the nursery rhyme stuff. But somehow the nursery rhyme song came over so good that Coxon decided that we would record that song the next day, and it was recorded the next day, and it was played on the sound system the same night that it was recorded. You know, and the people, it was played like 26 times. And the people still wanted more. And that said to me that it doesn't sometimes matter what you like as a writer, but it's what the people like. You know, and the people did like that song. And when I go on stage nowadays and I take that one out of the archives, the people respond just the same as if in 1964 when they would at the Ward Theatre or any of these other places that the Wailers played.
That's so, the magic of the music.
That's the magic in the music. Yeah.
Absolutely. And what about your collaboration with Lee Scratch Perry? You start with Keep On Moving, Riding High. What can you remember?
Well, the track that we started was with My Cup.
Okay.
My Cup was an experimental track that we did with the Upsetter label. What happened that we were aiming on getting into the international marketplace, because Jamaica was getting really tiny, you know, and the Wailers sound was getting bigger than Jamaica. And Scratch Perry had been somewhat acquainted to the United Kingdom with a group, with Family Man, Carly Barrett, Reggie, and Glenn Adams, the Upsetter group that they played Django and some very serious instrumental of that time. And some of those tracks were introduced into the UK where the Upsetter group toured. So Scratch had some familiarity with the UK. So we decided to venture into some kind of a arrangement with Scratch to see if we could penetrate the UK by his experience in having to do with it.
Which is our best? Memory of the Wailing Wailer time, your best memory without out of the record company or as a family, you, Bob Marley, and Peter Tosh.
Well, all right. The thing about it is that Sentang, 9 miles, is the place where it all began. Where my dad migrated from Kingston to live in 9 miles. So I went to live in 9 miles. And by living in 9 miles, my father got acquainted with Bob's mother and they made child. Out of that, it became a family.
Yeah.
So the family came to Kingston again to live, and out of that came the Wailers. So 9 Mile being that place that it all began, yeah, you know that it's a sentimental kind of a situation that 9 Mile should be the place that Bob now is buried. Is buried.
Yeah, it's buried, sorry.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So we need to emphasize on the Wailers' history in a sense that we don't all take it to Trenchtown, because the people of 9 Mile would be very jealous and feel left out to know that really and truly the Wailers and the acquaintance of Bob and Bunny started in 9 Mile and went over into Trenchtown to be what the Wailers had become. So this history of the Wailers is it's fascinating. And I think if there's going to be any kind of a movie or anything left for the future, for the generations, I think it should be animated. I don't think that we're going to find characters to do this. So by 9 Miles being that kind of a place, there was a time when we go to 9 Miles to farm. And the moment of our time was when we were in 9 Miles farming, planting yams, planting bananas, planting cocoa, sweet potatoes, and all that kind of stuff. And that moment, we wrote Nice Time. Nice Time was written in St. Anne while we were farming. So that was really about the nicest time that the Wailers ever really experienced together. That Nice Time came out of that.
Armageddon,
song itself. Because the Wailers, we always try to write songs as it relates to our lives and as it relates to other people's lives, to make it more significant for the future. Because people's experiences is what it's rich at, really. You know, and the moods and attitudes of people. And that was what has made the Wailers' songs so very significant to the people of the world.
Talking about the Wailers, sing the Wailers. You reworked that with Sly and Robbie, Rhythm Driving,
yes,
right?
Yes, Bonnie Wailer sings the Wailers.
Yeah. What can you remember of your collaboration with Sly and Robbie that they will play here tomorrow on the same stage?
Well, see, Sly and Robbie has been like my students in this music. And they have been playing the music in the very early instances that I know for a fact that they were going to be great musicians. And even Chris Blackwell, at one time, I turned him on to Robbie Shakespeare to make sure that he understood that although Family Man was the Wailers' bass player and he, at the time, proven to be that better bass player coming out of reggae, I told him that Robbie Shakespeare was going to be the next brother playing this music. So I started to take him to the studios, you know, and let him play on songs like Battering Down Sentence in the very first early stages of my career. Lifeline, Pass It On. And Chris really understood when he heard those tracks what I was talking about when I was talking about Robbie Shakespeare. And then him and Sly teamed up. And that I decided to go in the studios with them and start making some serious records. And that was how Bonnie Wailer sing the Wailers.
Thank you so much. Next time for thousand and thousand of questions more. It was a pleasure. Okay.
Galang, 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 galang why about dancehall style. East, west, north, and south, it is I who rule the land. I play original style while others play version. I have wounded many a sounds called King Kong, son of a gun. Many more did come and many more had to run. So I'll advise you not to try to get in my way. You'll be defeated cause you'll never play what I play. But make me show you how we ram dancer. Come make me teach you how we rule them all. Galang, 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 galang. Come make me show you how we ram dancer. Jaras Jafarai, he's the king of kings of all sound. Always inspired of him, will always be around. There's no greater king in the universe to be found. He rules each air and water, word, power and sound. Come make me show you how the ram dance on. Come make me teach you how the rule day. Ha ha. Come make me show you how the ram dance on.
Yes, I, original Bonnie Wailer. Volevo ringraziare i miei colleghi Andrea DJ Gusmatti e il grandissimo Andrea Mi, che tra l'altro facemmo questa intervista, la preparammo insieme, poi lui e Andrea fecero le domande in quell'occasione, e poi ovviamente Andrea era quello che anche editava il tutto e faceva, come dire, il lavoro sporco del montaggio, perché ovviamente le domande erano in inglese, lui aveva montato le domande in italiano perché tutti potessero comprenderle. Purtroppo io non ho fatto in tempo a garantirvi una traduzione in italiano, ma insomma spero che la maggior parte di voi abbiano capito e compreso, anche perché insomma diciamo l'inglese o un po' con l'accento giamaicano non parlava proprio in patua, in questo caso Bonnie parlava in un inglese ma abbastanza semplice ed elementare, abbiate comunque tutti capito quello che Bonnie ci stava raccontando, ed era davvero davvero straordinario. Abbiamo prima ascoltato Hamma Gideon Time, sempre dall'album Black Heart Man, poi abbiamo ascoltato Rock and Groove, anzi Rootsman Skanking, e poi Rule Dance Hall, da un altro, il classico che dava il titolo all'album omonimo. Scusate, stasera sono davvero emozionato e spero che questo viaggio alla scoperta della musica di Bonnie Wailer, o per chi la conoscesse già ovviamente alla celebrazione della musica del grande Bonnie Wailer, vi stia piacendo. Io ho intenzione di andare ancora un po' avanti a farvi ascoltare un po' di tracce stasera, perché è una trasmissione davvero speciale e durerà quindi 2 ore, non la consueta ora e mezzo. Dall'album Rock and Groove, che per me è uno dei 5 album che mi ha cambiato la vita, nel senso che quando uscì questo disco nel 1981 insieme ai lavori di Bob Marley, per me rappresentò una finestra su un mondo nuovo. Rock and Groove, l'etichetta è la Solomonic Records, il brano molto gioioso che voglio farvi ascoltare è Dance Rock. Questo è il miglior augurio per poter tornare presto a fare una bella dance tutti insieme.
To the dance rock, let me take you to the dance rock, 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 rock. Now it's party time. We gonna rock, 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 drum and bass line. It's party time, yeah. Now put some pep in your waistline. There's a cool profile in the ghetto, where the music is mellow. Dance rock, let me take you to the dance rock, 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 rock. To the dance rock, let me take you to the dance rock, 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 rock. Now it's
dance rock. To the dance rock, let me take you to the dance rock. Now it's jollification time, with good music, the sea and sunshine, with the reggae rock, boogie disco style. There was never so much fun in a long while. Hear the sound systems echoing in the ghetto, the ghetto, the ghetto, the ghetto, where the music is mellow. The dancing you will never wanna stop. Just forward this, your rhythm from the top. To the dance rock, let me take you to the dance rock. To the dance rock, let me take you to the dance rock. There's a cool profile in the ghetto, ghetto,
it sure has got you jumping. And the details round the wedding and the roots man skanking. See the roots man skanking all night long, all night long. The roots man skanking, come on. The roots man skanking all night long.
Scusate, questo è un vecchio vinile, è proprio l'album di cui vi parlavo prima, Rock and Groove. Ogni tanto i vinili si incantano, come dicono in Giamaica, se salta è perché già lo vuole. Solomonic Label, The Great Bonnie Wailers in che questo disco me la regalò Cinzia, la prima cantante della mitica Sunshine Family. Nei primi anni Ottanta, e chissà se Cinzia pensava davvero che avrebbe così cambiato la mia vita, aver regalato questa copia di questo album, Rock and Groove, Bonnie Wailer. Voglio farvi adesso ascoltare una traccia invece dall'album che si chiama Protest, uno dei due album insieme a Black Heart Man che Bonnie Wailer registrò per la Island Records, in particolare la traccia che lo apriva, che si chiamava Moses Children.
Sledgehammer!
Slave Driver. E la Giamaica viene da una grande storia lunga e molto pesante di 400 anni di schiavitù. Era uno dei posti nei Caraibi dove vennero appunto portati gli schiavi africani dall'Africa, e per 400 anni una schiavitù pesantissima sull'isola, un'eredità da cui la generazione di artisti come Bunny Wailer si era appena iniziata a liberare. Ricordiamo che l'indipendenza della Giamaica è nel 1962, e benché diciamo la fine della schiavitù sia di un po' prima, in realtà le condizioni poi sociali e economiche di maggior parte della popolazione rimanevano veramente dure e pesanti, anche se diciamo niente di paragonabile ai terribili giorni della schiavitù, agli slavery days. Però per la popolazione africana, non solo in Giamaica, la schiavitù durò fino a quell'epoca, ma quando Bunny Wailer era ancora diciamo in vita e attivo e non solo, nel regime sudafricano c'era un presidente che si chiamava Botha, che manteneva il regime dell'apartheid. Fu per quello che molti artisti giamaicani si ispirarono a queste vicende per effettuare diciamo i loro dischi di protesta, e Bunny Wailer non fu da meno e pubblicò un intero album che si chiamava Liberation, tutto contro il regime sudafricano di Botha, definito The Mosquito, il moschito da lui. Questo disco, tra l'altro bellissimo, ha in copertina la dichiarazione anche universale dei diritti umani, come dire ragazzi, oh ma qui che si fa? È un album pieno di brani straordinari. Vi faccio ascoltare intanto la title track, uscito per la Shanaki Records. Era il 1986 e il regime di Botha era ancora forte, saldo al potere, e Mandela ancora in prigione.
Bought or sold. If you were living in a tenant yard and you are not the landowner, you'll get that notice from your landlord to leave sooner or later. So what you need is
liberation.
Everyone need it.
Liberation.
Young and old, they need
liberation.
Let's come to Jabba for a
liberation.
If you are in one day, let's unite for the
liberation.
Everyone needs
liberation.
If you are dwelling on a piece of land and you are not the landowner, you can be sure that the government man is gonna label you a squatter. If you're an alien in a foreign country and you are treated as a stranger, you don't belong to that society.
One need The Liberation, original Bonnie Wailer, questo è il disco, come vi dicevo, che parlava soprattutto di bota, di moschito del regime razzista sudafricano. Ma ci sono anche brani più ampli, dove la visione si sposta solo dalla visione terrena alla visione un po' più universale, un po' più spaziale, come quello che apre la facciata B di questo disco, che si chiama Didn't You Know, dove Bonnie Wailer ci ricorda e ci dice: non lo sapevi, sei un child of the universe, sei un figlio dell'universo.
So be proud of what you are. You are a shining star. And you've got the magic touch, and that we need so much. Oh yeah. A symbol of liberty. You set the captives free. Oh yeah. You're a child of the universe. Didn't you know you were created of him? Didn't you know you are a child of the universe? Yes, you should know, just as I did, that he is the mirror inside of you. And it's good to know that we still got the seasons. It's good to know some hope. It's good to know that life still has a meaning. And love, sweet love, it is as strong and as bright as can be. You are the reason for the moon to glow, the sun and the stars to shine. You are the witness of what comes and goes. You are the hands of time. You are the echoes of his master's voice, the vision of his eyes. You are the book in which all things are told. Mysteries you unfold. Whoa, yeah, now. Didn't you know you are a child of the universe? Didn't you know you were created of him? Didn't you know you are a child of the universe? Yes, you should know, just as I do, that he is the mirror inside of you. And it's good to know that he's still got the power. It's good to know there's sun, wind and rain. It's good to know that time still owns the powers and the gift of life embraces all that are good and are free.
Yes, Father, Father Bonnie Wailer, give thanks and praises to the Almighty One every time. Jah guide you. Una volta scrisse un brano che si chiamava Reincarnated Souls, anime reincarnate. Allora, caro Bonnie Wailer, ti auguro una buona nuova incarnazione. Un buon viaggio. E grazie ancora per la tua strepitosa musica. Continueremo a chiamarti, oltre che Child of the Universe, at the Wailer, the original Dandada. Yes, Dandada.
Dandada, a long time we no see you, Dandada. It's so long, Dandada. A jaja send you come, Dandada. You so strong, Dandada.
Only you know where we feel, Don Dada. Can't be no more, Don Dada. We want go cook a little meal, Don Dada. Bidi bam bam bam, hey. Everywhere me go, then call me Don Dada. Inna the ghetto, me a everyone father. Grandpa, grandma, pick me mama, and baby father. Everyone call me Don Dada. So children, children, yes mama. Where have you been to, Don Dada? What did he teach you was to love one another? Do you obey him? Yes, mama, Don Dada. In soon gon' look for we, Don Dada. It's so long, Don Dada. Him a go do something for we, Don Dada. Him so strong, Don Dada. Him a fi go so new, Don Dada. Dada no, Don Dada. Me say me just a call your name, Don Dada. Hear this. Enough respect you to all the Don Dada. Him a be hustling ability in a the area. Where we would a do without the Don Dada. Him a job bless, blessed by Jaja. Children, children, yes mama. We make you know say him a Don Dada. Cause him always bring enough Don Dan. And we know him as the Ram Dance Man, Don Dada. Him years must a ring, Don Dada. Oh yeah, Don Dada. And him a carry all his swing, Don Dada. Oh yes, Don Dada. He no stop, shock out, Don Dada. Bidi bam bam bam, Don Dada. Him a the one with the clout, Don Dada. Hey, hear this. Them say rain in no set like trouble, but the Don Dada nah give up his struggle. Sometimes the Don Dada will go a jail, but members say Don Dada must get healed. Everywhere me go then call me Don Dada. Inna the ghetto me a everyone father. Grandpa, grandma, pick me mama and baby father. Everyone call me Don Dada. So children, children, yes mama. Where have you been to, Don Dada? What did he teach you was to love one another? Will you obey him? Yes, mama, Don Dada. A long time me no see you, Don Dada. It's so long, Don Dada. I just seen you come, Don Dada. You're so strong.
Bling! Dance master crew, this is Don Dada on the way.
Darofian!
Here we go!
Oh gosh! Nice.
Here it is.
Now anything that you can do, I and I can do it better. We are the baddest, baddest, baddest. Nobody no beat are the toughest, toughest, toughest.
Terrible,
and any dub that you can play, I and I can play it better. We are the baddest, baddest, baddest. Nobody no beat are the toughest, toughest, toughest. Nobody no beat is wrong. Rub and rub it is tough.
Now play with me.
Rub and rub it is bad, 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 bad enough.
Oh gosh.
Rub and rub make you rock. Rub and rub make you scan.
Right through the night.
Rub and rub make you whine, whine, whine. Cause it's rub and rub time.
Go on, ruffian.
Because we bigger than them. And we badder than them. Money wheel and ruffian. The people rather than them. Because we fresher than them. We sound better than them. And everybody knows say we are more stepper than them. Whoops, well, pam me, who pam me, chook pam me. All the time come wine pam me.
Oh, yes.
Pam me, rub pam me, squeeze pam me. Pull up pam me.
Rub and rub it is rough.
Terrible.
Rough, rub and rub it is tough.
Look at that.
Tough. Rub and rub it is bad, 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 bad enough.
But let me be real and rough here.
Rub and rub make you rock.
Right through the night.
Rub and rub make you scare
me.
Rub-a-dub make you whine, whine, whine. Cause it's rub-a-dub time.
Yes, Saya. Original Bonnie Wheeler insieme a Ruffy Ann.
Baddest, baddest, baddest. Rub-a-dub it at the toughest, toughest, toughest. And any stage or
2017.
I know you can run it up.
70 anni e il nostro leone a ruggire ancora. Bunny Wheeler ci ha lasciato all'età di 73 anni, ma la sua musica vivrà per sempre. Give thanks, father! E siamo giunti in chiusura di questo programma, due ore dedicate al King, Bunny Wheeler. Volevo ringraziarvi tutti dal profondo del cuore per essere stati con me in questo lungo viaggio che ci ha portato sin dagli inizi, dall'infanzia di Santana, di Nine Miles, di Bob Marley e Bonnie Wailer, dritti a Studio One, passando per Lee Perry, Leslie Kong, Sly & Robbie, Roots Radix, Style Scott. Grazie anche a Andrea DJ Gusmatti e al mio caro amico, fratello e collega Andrea Mi per questa intervista che realizzammo insieme in quel del Rototom Reggae Sunsplash e che stasera avete ascoltato nella sua versione integrale, almeno credo, anche se me la ricordavo più lunga o almeno questa era l'edit che siamo riusciti a farne in esclusiva qua per Controradio Firenze Popolare Network. Grazie ancora a Bonnie Wailer. Vi saluto con un ultimo brano in cui Bonnie Wailer esegue questa Thank You Lord, ribattezzata Thank You Jah, brano che i Wailers registrarono insieme nella loro epoca d'oro. Ma quando mai non è stata un'epoca d'oro per Bonnie Wailer, sin? Sempre in forma fino alla fine. Questo è Thank You Jah, grazie Bonnie, grazie Jah. Questo è Bongo Man, alla prossima. One love. Yes, Bonnie Wailer, thank you, father.
Let's rise.
Thank you, Jah.
Let's rise up now. Let's thank you for the good.
Grazie Jah per averci mandato un uomo simile e la sua grande musica.
Really?
One love.
Yes, thank you, Jah, for what you've done for me. Thank you, Jah, for what you're doing now. Thank you, Jah, for every little thing. Yes, thank you, Jah, for you made me sing. Sing along, sing along. Say that. Thank you, Jah, for every little thing. Thank you, Jah, for your goodness. Sing along, sing along. Let's wave a bit. Let me see those lighters out there. All the lighters in the place. As we give thanks continually to the Father. We know that he's good, and he's great, and he's wonderful to us. Yes, thank you, Jah, for what you've done. I want to hear everyone sing along. Thank you, Jah, for what you're doing now. Thank you, Jah, for every little thing. Yeah. Thank you, Jah. Thank you, Jah, for what you're doing. I love ya. I love ya. Thank you, Jah, for you making me sing. Sing along, sing along. Thank you, Jah. Thank you, people. I love ya. See you soon. Jah bless. Peace be in thy walls and prosperity be in thy palaces. For my brethren and my sisters and my companions' sake, peace be within. Yes. Thank you, Jah.